first Last Night Fayetteville. It was born from the original First Night Fayetteville that took place on the square from 1997 until 2007. It was a big traditional event that took place on the square that a lot of people really seemed to enjoy. And when it went away, you know, it was one of those things that you didn't know what you had until it was gone. And so after it quit happening, a lot of people were upset about it. And so we thought that this would be a really good opportunity for our organization that we are working with, the Creative Economy Action Group, to reimagine the event and give it a new spin. So that is what we've done.
Let's discuss the schedule now. I looked at the thing, and there are about 3 to 4 events happening at different venues mm-hmm. around the Fayetteville Square.
Mm-hmm. At every time. Yes, we have a programming book from starting at 6 p.m. and going all the way until 2 a.m. On New Year's Eve. The kids' stage is one thing that we brought back from First Night, and that's sponsored by Cox Communications, and that's going to be, we've got Erica, I'll let her.
Well, starting early in the evening, we mm-hmm. kick off at the kids' stage, and there will be Shaky Bugs for the younger kids, Little Betty, Marshall Mitchell, and we've got juggling leading into
juggleology
leading into the puppet parade. Meanwhile, we've got a puppet workshop sort of station where your kids can make puppets, hopefully to be a part of the parade and present their puppets in the parade at 8 p.m. And so everything sort of at the same time, there's music happening at the main stage, but that's pretty much the kids' zone until 8 o'clock. Oh, and that's at East Square Plaza.
Okay.
And the main stage kicks off at 7 o'clock. It's presented by Southern Hospitality Management Company. The technical sponsor for the main stage is the Walmart Center.
Okay.
And it's going to kick off at 7 o'clock with Fayetteville Jazz Collective, and then followed by 1 Ounce Jig. And then Juggleology will come back and do a juggling performance for, you know, sort of the adult, you know, on the main stage. And then our headlining band is Randall Shreve and the Sideshow. So they'll play almost up until midnight until we do our Flying Hog Countdown to Midnight and Fireworks finale.
And on the other side of the square, we've got the Mustache. We're going to convert it into the comedy club. Thanks, Brian and Ashley, for that. Starting at 8:30, we'll kick off the comedy with Fun Bags. At 7 o'clock, we're going to have a slam poetry session. The Ozark Slam Poets have a show. So we're really excited about that. The performing arts groups are really diverse. They're diverse in Fayetteville, and I'm proud that they're a part of the festival, because it just shows how cool we are. But then at 8 o'clock, 8:30, Fun Bags. And then Fools on Parade, stand-up comedy. Then Fun Bags again. And then a musical duo, Black and Tan. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, across the square, at Kathy P. Thompson's studio, we are building a sheet fort. The Artist Laboratory Theater is building our sheet fort for that venue. And the venue shared with my company, the Artist Laboratory Theater, is performing twice, 8:30 and 10:30. And Gridiron, the journalist group, the Northwest Arkansas Gridiron, is performing in between that. So there's plenty to see. The Sheet Fort is sponsored by the Free Weekly.
Okay.
And right next door to Kathy Thompson's studio is Odom Law Firm, and that's where the folk stage is going to be set up. And that was another really popular attraction from the original First Night that we wanted to continue through last night. And Emily Cates and Still on the Hill are going to be performing in that venue, and that's presented by The Current.
Okay. Right. And then there's more.
There's a lot more.
Starting at 9:30 at Fresco Cafe, that's just right around the corner in the EJ Ball building. There will be belly dancers, Terra Nova belly dancers will be performing. And then at 11, we're going to have Robbie Flax DJ dance party until 2. So I know this is a lot to keep up with, but we are working on right now publishing a map and scheduling. We'll make sure that our visitors will know what's going on while it's happening.
Okay.
And then kind of the culminating part of the evening is going to be the Hog Drop Countdown to Midnight, mm-hmm. Presented by Fly and Hog Media Company. And that's another tradition from First Night that we carried over through this. And it's something that's really unique to Fayetteville and that doesn't happen anywhere else. So we're going to be doing that and then culminating with a fireworks show sponsored by the Fayetteville Advertising and Promotion Commission. So we are thrilled to be bringing fireworks back to the square for New Year's Eve. That's something that hasn't happened in several years now. And we feel like with the revitalization of downtown, and mm-hmm. it was time to celebrate all of that and celebrate Fayetteville.
But there are some key differences between Last Night and First Night Fayetteville. Could you talk about that a little bit?
First Night Fayetteville was affiliated with an international organization, and a big part of their mission was providing an alcohol-free alternative event for families on New Year's Eve. And while we are glad that they were here, glad that that organization, you know, produced an event for so many years, we felt that with Last Night Fayetteville, we wanted to make it a little bit more everyone-friendly and not mm-hmm. just focus on kids or family. So the big difference between our event and First Night is that we're going to have a beer and champagne gardens for guests to enjoy throughout the event. So you can come down and enjoy a beer or a drink while you watch your performances and celebrate the new year. I mean, what's New Year's Eve without a glass of champagne?
And I have to add that many of the comedy performances will be adult or mature audiences only. Some of the comedy is a little edgy, and we have to put a disclaimer on that. It's going to be hysterical, I'm sure, but not for everyone, not for younger audiences, in fact.
Let's talk about tickets. There are VIP passes, I think?
Yes, that's another thing different that we're doing from First Night is that we have a VIP lounge that's going to be located at the Matt Miller Studio, sponsored by AY Magazine. And for $50, you can get access to that lounge throughout the evening, and that will include catered hors d'oeuvres and bar, open bar from Southern Hospitality catering.
And those are very limited.
Limited tickets available. And those have been selling pretty quickly. So if you want to have a VIP New Year's night, go to our website and get your tickets.
Okay.
So if you're coming from out of town, or if you just don't want to drive on New Year's night, I know a lot of people, that is a concern for them. Staybridge Suites is offering a last night package, and that includes transportation to and from the event throughout the evening as well. And that's at Staybridge Suites in Fayetteville on 15th Street across from the baseball stadium.
Okay. Yeah. And tickets for adults are $10?
They're $10 before the event, $15 the night of. Children's tickets are $5, and they'll remain $5 the night of as well.
And where can they find the tickets?
You can find the tickets online at www.lastnightfayetteville.com.
We're also arranging to sell tickets, rather, at Fresco Cafe. So if you're in for dinner and you'd like to buy your ticket there, we'll have wristbands for you to purchase in advance.
The day of the event, ticketing will be in East Square Plaza.
And how can people get involved if they want to volunteer? Who should they contact?
Our volunteer coordinator, his name is Ken Woodard, and you can get in touch with him through our website, lastnightfayetteville.com. We have a tab where you can contact us and a form that you can fill out. And all volunteers will get 2 free tickets for the event, and he will get back with you and put you to work.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
And all the best.
Yes.
Thank you.